With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today we're diving into something super powerful. Gratitude. I know, it sounds a little cheesy, right? Like something your grandma says over Thanksgiving dinner. But trust me on this one, folks, cultivating gratitude isn't just about saying thank you for your slice of pie. It's a game changer for your mindset, your relationships, and seriously, even your overall happiness. Ever felt like you're stuck in a rut? Like life is just one long to-do list with no time for joy? Well, I'm here to tell you that gratitude can be the key to unlocking a whole new level of fulfillment. So, what are we talking about exactly? Gratitude is all about appreciating the good stuff, even the little things. It's about shifting your focus from what's missing in your life to what's already there. Think about it. When you're feeling grateful, you're more likely to be happy, optimistic, and resilient. It's like a magic potion for your soul. Now, I want you to imagine this. You wake up every morning, and instead of hitting the snooze button on life, you actually take a moment to appreciate what's good around you. Maybe it's the warm sunshine streaming through your window, the smell of fresh coffee brewing, or even just the feeling of cozy blankets wrapped around you. You start small, focusing on those little things that often get overlooked. The shift in perspective can have a ripple effect throughout your entire day. You'll find yourself smiling more, engaging with others more genuinely, and tackling challenges with more energy and positivity. It's amazing what happens when we choose to see the good, right? Here are 5 powerful takeaways that can help you integrate gratitude into your daily life. 1. Start a gratitude journal. This is a classic for a reason. Jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day, no matter how small they seem. A delicious meal, a funny text from a friend, even just a peaceful moment of silence. It's like training your brain to look for the good stuff. 2. Use affirmations. Powerful words have power. Start incorporating gratitude-based affirmations into your daily routine. Try saying things like, I'm grateful for all the abundance in my life, or I appreciate the joy that surrounds me. Repeat them throughout the day and watch how they shift your mindset. 3. Express your gratitude. Don't just keep it bottled up inside. Tell people you appreciate them. Send a heartfelt thank you note, leave a kind comment online, or simply say thank you with genuine meaning. It's amazing how a simple gesture can brighten someone's day and make you feel good too. 4. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is key to gratitude. Take time each day to truly savor your experiences, whether it's enjoying a cup of tea, taking a walk in nature, or simply listening to the sounds around you. When you're fully present, you open yourself up to appreciating the little things that often go unnoticed. 5. Focus on the positive. We all have our share of challenges, but instead of dwelling on the negative, try focusing your energy on what's good. Celebrate your successes, big and small, and remember that every day is a new opportunity for growth and gratitude. Remember that time you got stuck in traffic and thought it was the end of the world? What if I told you that being stuck in that traffic jam gave you an unexpected chance to listen to your favorite podcast, or call a friend you hadn't spoken to in ages? It's amazing how a simple shift in perspective can turn something negative into a positive experience. Gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about choosing to focus on the good, even when things are tough. It's about recognizing that every day is a gift and appreciating all that life has to offer. So, what's your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Is there a specific gratitude practice you're going to try out this week? Remember, cultivating gratitude is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep moving forward with an open heart and a grateful mind. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. Tag me on social media, leave a comment below, I love hearing from you. And as always, keep it calm and confident. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.